Blog Talk Radio.
On another beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach. This is David Chamberlain, and this is Because Wrestling, where we just talk wrestling. Nothing fancy, nothing more than that. We are 30 minutes this week. We did not screw up, so we don't have to try to edit the show during the show. We are live right now. We do it 9 o'clock every Wednesday, San Diego time, which is West Coast. Our phone number here is 319-527-6742. You can follow us on Twitter at Because Wrestling, and you can email us at becausewrestling8@gmail.com. Currently, I am watching, as I'm done with AEW shows, so I've got the Dodgers Cardinals, go Cardinals, on right now. So if I get excited, there's a reason for that. Next week's show will be, instead of the normal Wednesday, will be on Thursday for lots of reasons, because I'm insane and I got way too many things going on. I host a group called the San Diego American Outlaws soccer group. Wednesday, we are watching the U.S. versus Costa Rica. So I can't do it that night. And also, I'll be three sheets to the wind by the time the show goes on the air, which might make it exciting. So we'll do it Thursday. Now, squeezing it into Thursday is a little rough for the simple fact I coach high school football, and we have a game Thursday. So, he said in good English, it's going to be a busy, busy, busy couple of days. The best of it. And the best of it is wrestling, squeezing it in the best I can every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Now, with that being said, before I start with AEW, just a kick around story, I didn't realize, you know, I got 1,000 things going on. But there is a wrestling, apparently there's a season, the women professional wrestling, WOW, is currently a thing. I didn't know it was a thing, and I don't want to talk crap about it because I haven't seen it. But as far as I can tell, it is on, I don't know what channel it's on, well, Access TV, but that's supposed to be on TV again, but they made some news today. Jeannie Buss runs, she's one of the co-owners of it. She also co-owns Lakers, 1,000 other things. AJ Lee has signed with AEW, and Blanchard has signed with, not AEW, I'm sorry, WOW. Women of Wrestling. I think it's awesome. It's cool that they have this going on. Now, Blanchard is I'm glad she's with the group. I know there's been a lot of controversy with her, but she's ultimately a talented wrestler. We'll see how it goes with it. And AJ with it. We'll see how she does with it, but I might have to try to get my eyes on it. I know it was on Access TV. I'm looking it up right now, because if you can't find anything, you obviously need to go to Wikipedia, because that will have all the accurate information for you. Now, the original Women's Professional Wrestling was, and I believe looking this up, the initial run was 2000-2021, and now there's a second run of it. I hope it works out. I'd like to see it. Can't lie. Current champion is the Beast. At least if I'm reading this correctly, I might be totally wrong on this, but it's cool that, here we go. They do have a new TV deal. Signing those two, AJ and Blanchard, is a good thing. Available on CW Seed, which is on Pluto TV, December this year. which was what I... Okay, so I will definitely have to check it out when I get the chance to check it out. Next time I'll actually talk about it a little more. I just found it before the show because, you know... So, this, you know, you work on a show, you always kick up around Twitter just before going to see if anything, you missed anything. Poop. See if the Cardinals can do something. We're going to the bottom of the ninth. This is not play-by-play for the Dodger-Cardinal game because I don't think I can do that legally. But anyways, that being said, AEW. Now, AEW, ratings-wise, has been consistent. If you go, which is what I like to see. And I'm hoping. So it looks like million is now the consistent number that they'll be at. I don't know if they'll, so let's see, September 1st, 1,007,000. September 8th, 1,003,000. September 15th, 1,001,000. September 22nd, 2, and last week, 1,001,000. So they're become very consistent with 1,000,000 each week, which I like to see. Now, there's several things. Competing events, but Wednesday seems to be their night. Now, going into the show, let's see, AEW's viewership. Oh, here we go. A little more notes and news. It's all exciting when David reads off the internet, because you know that's accurate. They do about 3 to 6 million views on YouTube. Now, what I was going to say, they did make mention that December 5th, if I read it correctly, no, it's January 5th. Yeah, January 5th. I'm so good at this. January 5th, they are moving to TBS. Now, what is that going to do with their ratings? So, no, but the TNT has the hockey rights now, and since they spent a crap load of money to get it, of course they will. That will have priority. And like I said, looking forward to seeing that. Now, first, and what I love about AEW, one of the many things, is they start off with my favorite match they have right now is the first match because it just sets the tone for the whole show. You have the Super Elite, which is Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, and Adam Cole, Bay Bay. Anybody else, when you say Adam Cole, you just have to say Bay Bay. It's just like a law anymore. And you had Bryan Danielson, which I'm finally getting used to saying, versus Christian Cage and Jurassic Express. That was your eight-man tag, which was a great match, as they always do. And, of course, cheating and shenanigans, the Super Elite won the match. But it steadied the storyline. Eventually, Kenny and Bryan Danielson will meet in a match, but I don't know how far they're going to go. I would like to see, and I don't know, maybe on the Indies, but Adam Cole, I'd love to see Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson. That might be the next one. And, of course, the Young Killers of is Jungle Boy, and Jungle Boy looked good. After that, we had Sammy Guevara versus Bobby Fish. And Bobby Fish is officially All Elite. Not sure what they're going to go with him, but it's interesting now you have two fourths is what it'd be? Or two, no, If I was smart, I'd say a half. We have Sammy Guevara versus Bobby Fish, another cracker of a match. It's always interesting, and I always forget how good some of these guys are. Well, I shouldn't say that. In NXT, the wrestlers, I thought they were allowed to wrestle. So Bobby Fish I knew good, but he normally didn't do too many because he was more tag team specialist. But another spectacular match. Then you had Top Gun, American Pop Team, sorry, versus the Inner Circle Melee. With Hager, Jericho, and Sammy Guevara at the end. Supposedly they're going to be, I think it's in a couple of weeks, they will be in Miami, and that's when they will have their, I don't know if it's a blow-off match, but the American Top Team is now involved. And when is the, I don't know any the UFC guys. So I'm not sure exactly who American Top Team is. I know they're a UFC group, a training group, but apparently they're headquartered in Miami, so we're going to get a lot of that. And it's always interesting with this, what's his name, Lambert? Yeah, Lambert. He seems to be their, the way that they got Jim Cornette. They couldn't get Jim Cornette. So they got this guy to be the angry old white man dude going on. But so American Top Team versus the Inner Circle after Sammy Guevara match, and it was a spectacular match. Next, you had Tony Schiavone standing in for Tony Khan. And they announced the new belt for AEW. Now, this is the first time I can remember, and I correct me if I'm wrong, that you've seen a women's, basically a TV title. Because I don't remember ever seeing in the WWE. I don't remember seeing in the old WCW. I don't remember seeing in the NWA, the old way back. So it's a second tier title, which is cool, but they did present it. It looks cool. It's going to be called the TBS belt. The whole thing is the TBS championship, because TBS is going to then host AEW starting January 5th. And they plugged it a few times. So January 5th. Remember that, folks. January 5th. Next up, you have Darby Allin versus Nick Kamato. I cannot say his name. Good match. Darby Allin wins to set up his fight with MJF, which we'll get to in a little bit. You had Kushida versus Diba. God damn it, I'm just butchering names right and left. Well, it was interesting because they wanted to set her up for 50 wins, and then she didn't get it. Then her opponent broke the trophy over her head. I keep saying NWA tonight. What the hell? Not high. Apparently I should be. But they didn't. I normally don't do some shenanigan like that with the 50th win, but it looks like she will get it eventually. Then you had the main event. Okay, yes, Darby Allin got the hell kicked out of him by the Inner Circle. They were in masks, but you could tell it was the Inner Circle. Not the Inner Circle, I'm sorry. The Pinnacle. Truly hasn't done much. They beat the crap out of Darby Allin because next week Darby Allin's supposed to face MJF. We'll see if Darby Allin is healthy enough. But of course, Darby Allin takes an absolute ass whooping, which he does quite well in we'll see where it goes from there. If he can compete, he probably will lip out there, and MJF will beat him. As MJF talked about, the four pillars, what he called four pillars, future four pillars of AEW. It is interesting, though, that MJF has not won a title yet. Sammy Guevara and Darby Allin both have won the title so far. We'll see what that plays with that. Next was the casino ladder match, which you had Orange Cassidy, who took an ass-whooping. You always wonder who's the guy that's going to get the shit kicked out of him the most during a match in one of those hardcore matches. You had Pac. You had Itero. You had Matt Hardy, which was kind of an interesting choice. You think he'd been in enough ladder matches in his life that he didn't want another one. Lance Archer and Jon Moxley. And then the Joker was Hangman Page, who won the match at the end. But it was a great match. And instead of, I'll tell you, Moxley Page, just a little bit we saw, I will definitely pay money for that as the main event. But Page now gets a title shot with Kenny Omega. Don't know if they're setting it up for, I don't know when they're setting it up for. Minnesota? As I keep hoping he can do it in Vegas. But I don't know if they're going to leave it that long. Kenny Omega and him are a great match, but, you know, this might be one of those things, another opportunity for him. Can he get to it? Who knows? But very happy to see him back. He had a little kitty. What was it? A few months ago, last time he was on when they had the five-man tag between the Dark Order and the Elite, which might have been some of my favorite entrances. It's almost like a – they didn't like – well, they did. It was a basketball setup entrances, but it was a great, great card. Very happy that Adam pitches. And he might have my current favorite move, which is the – Lariat, the way he does it with the top rope, it is fabulous. We'll see where it goes from here. Now, looking at rumors for Full Gear, which is now in Minnesota, it finally was official. I think we talked about it a little last week. I can't remember because we tried to squeeze 15 minutes, half an hour show in 15 minutes. Going to be a fabulous card. Now, do they have anything official listed on it? Let me double check. I don't need tickets. I'd like to go. You know, that whole work teaching football thing is kind of tough to do everything you want in your life, but you try. I try to squeeze it all in. Though today I discovered I had a flat tire, which is all the time in the world that I can get it. They'll be at the Target Center November 13th, which is a Saturday, should be an awesome card. They have nothing listed for it yet. I don't know if Kenny is going to face Paige. Now, he might face Brian again. And the Target Center holds, and I want to double check, they hold roughly 17,000 to 20,000, depending on what event they've had. And like I said, we'll see for that, but I've always loved their cards and I'm hoping for another, try to see if they've had any wrestlings, crap load of concerts and see what kind of crowds they've had. They've been announcing, that's great. They've had some WWE events over the years, but no crowd announcement. The biggest crowd they've ever had for a Timberwolves game was 20,000. 41. It's probably about 15,000. They've been very consistent with that. But that is going to be an awesome card. Looking forward to see what it looks like when it comes to fruition. And with that, I think we will sign off. We will go next Thursday, October 13th. No, 14th. And I will talk to you guys then. If you get a chance to follow me, please support the show. I love you guys. Talk to you later.